Lift your hands and worship Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you because you are God. Breathe upon this service this morning. And let no one present leave here the same way they have come. We worship, we honor, and we adore you. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take care. Please be seated. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus. I bring you greetings from the ancient city of Benin City. Ancient city of Benin. We had a most explosive time in God's presence there, as we will be showing to you later on. This morning we shall be looking at the subject of the force of faith. The force of faith. Part 2. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The force of faith. Our objective is to understand what faith entails. In this study this morning, we shall trust God to move faith from the mystical realm to the practical realm. Kenneth Hagin once said, I teach faith, and our robots works faith. What is faith all about? How does it work? How do we work it to produce result? There are many people who feel very stranded because they think they don't know what faith is all about. And they don't think they have enough faith to produce any result. This morning, that matter shall be dissolved. Somebody say a louder amen. It needs to be dissolved because faith is important for four reasons, among many others. First, our victory is dependent on our faith. We need faith. We need faith. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, which is our faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16. Whereby you are able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. If faith is not at work, victory is not in view. Secondly, our life is dependent on our faith. Life. The just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. The just shall live by faith. Life is at risk where faith is not at work.
Thirdly, our health and wholeness are dependent on our faith. In Mark chapter 5 and in verse 34, Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Mark 5, 34. In Luke chapter 17, verse 10, Jesus told the lepers, and he said unto him, to that one leper, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." So your faith can determine whether you are well or whether you will be sick. Also, fourthly, your faith determines your stand or your stability in life. Your stand and stability in life are dependent on your faith. Romans chapter 11, verse 20. The Bible says, "Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith." Thou standest by faith. Thou standest by faith. You stand by faith. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." If you are going to stand on your feet in this life, you require faith. Without faith, you crash. So I prophesy to someone here today, by the end of this service, your faith is coming alive. Can that amen be louder than that? I said your faith is coming alive. I said your faith is coming alive. I said your faith is coming alive. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. So what is the faith process? Number one, now. Number one to four are things we dealt extensively with in the first service. So I'm going to brush over them briefly. And I'd like you to get the full message of the first service. Number one is word revelation. Word insight. Faith begins where the word is found. What is it? Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." What God has said about your situation is what builds your faith. It's not what the circumstance says. Not what the devil said. Not what the report said. Every time you have arrived at the point of the word, you have arrived at the point of faith. Word revelation. Like we said in the first service, the word is seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. "The sower soweth the word." The sower soweth the word. What is the seed all about? Seed is what you sow to get fruit. So we say, any area of life where you need a harvest, where you need to see results, it might be in your spiritual life, in your health, in your finances, in your preservation. In that area, find out what God's word is saying. That becomes the seed. You sow it in the soil of your heart. And he gives you the harvest of your life. For example, any area where you are challenged, look for messages, CDs, materials in that area to charge your faith and give you seed that will produce harvest in that direction. So faith begins with word revelation. If you are not standing on the word, you are not standing in faith. Say that again. If you are not standing on the word, you are not standing in faith. It doesn't matter how sentimental your prayer is. If it is not standing on the word of God, it's not standing on faith. Number two is heart conviction. Heart conviction. The revelation of the word of God brings conviction to your heart. It's designed to bring conviction or belief to your heart. So you saw what God said, then you got convinced. You got convinced. In Mark chapter 5, verse 27, we heard the story of the woman with the issue of blood. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. She heard something. And she came and touched, for she said, "Believe, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." Whatever you heard or whatever you saw from the Bible, the purpose of it is to impact you with belief. The God who changed the story of Abraham can change my story. It impacts you with belief. So we move to heart conviction. And then from heart conviction to mindset transformation. You saw it in the Bible. You believe it in your heart. Then it changes your mind. It changes the way you think. All of a sudden, fear disappears. All of a sudden, inferiority disappears. All of a sudden, you became bolder than before. That was what happened to Peter and John. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were previously unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus Christ. These people stayed with Jesus until timidity gave way for audacity. Woo! Today I prophesy anything, any mentality that is a limiting mentality for your destiny is blown away right now. It's blown away right now. It's blown away right now. It's blown away right now. For example, they said everybody in your village, in your community, when they rise to a certain level, either they crash or they die. And then you tell them, "But I am not from this community." Your mind changed. Hey! "But I am not from this community, because if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new, and all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciliation. But I am not from this community." You say our conversation is from above. But that was Colossians chapter 3. Conversation means citizenship. Somebody can be in Nigeria and be a citizen of America. Huh? The economy of Nigeria does not affect American ambassador. He is the ambassador of America to Nigeria, but they don't pay him in Naira. They pay him in his currency. He lives here as if he's living in his country. That is how we are here. That is how your mind changes. That is how your mind changes. You begin to think differently. Even though I'm in Nigeria, I am not Nigerian. I am from another country. He didn't say, my God shall supply my needs according to the economy of Nigeria. Is God speaking to somebody here? If your mind has not changed, faith is not in place. Take your seat. If your mind has not changed, faith is not in place. On our way back to from Benin yesterday, we almost had two aircrafts arriving at the same time to pick us. I had to be, okay, you stop. This one is coming. Okay, hold on. This one. Okay, stop first. It is not as though. Hey! So you saw something from the world. That something imparted a belief in your heart. That belief in your heart changed your mind. You began to behave different from those who are from the same village with you. You began to behave different from those who are even in the same church with you. From mindset transformation to vision impartation. It moves just from the realm of thinking now to the realm of picture. You are not just hearing what God is saying now, you are seeing it in picture. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, I am not surprised where we are now. I will only be surprised if we are not there. It is the same here. Because what you see coming must come. You saw it coming, it must arrive. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It just transforms, it just imparts you with vision. God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, and in verse 14 all the way to verse 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. He's telling a man to see a whole country at once. Is that a physical vision? No, it's a mental vision. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, concerning Moses, the Bible said, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as someone who was seeing him who is invisible. It is when people see the invisible that they step into the impossible. Am I communicating? Seeing the invisible. You are not just seeing. My God shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory. You see the need supplied. Huh? Psalm 128. Can I read that passage? Blessed is the one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. You shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be a fruitful vine,
He's giving you a picture so you see a vine that has fruit. See, that is how your wife shall be. And your children like olive plants round about your table. So you see yourself around the table and see your children with you. When God says things, He wants people to see it. That is why the scripture is filled with pictures. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Pictures. So you don't just think that God is giving you a home. See the home. See the beauty of the home. See your husband lifting you in his hand and turning around. You know, but if you will be, you have to be liftable. I'm sorry. Because somebody saw the picture of how I lifted my wife some time ago, and they went to the house and asked the husband, "You must lift me up." Our pastor lifted his wife. "You must lift me up." And you see, the volume of the... I'm sorry. You must lift me up. So the... Please, I don't want to create any trouble. So the man said, "I will definitely lift you up. But the only way I can lift you up under this situation is to lift you in prayers." Because if I try to lift you, both of us will just end on the floor. Let me just lift you in prayers. I mean, whether you like it or not, lifting is lifting. I think the prayer lift is even better. Hallelujah. Well, it is well. You know, God likes us in print volumes. Say, "Lo, I'm with you." He said, "You shall be fat and flourishing." There are different scriptures. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see, you see yourself, and like I said in the first service, when it is time to pray, pray the outcome. See what you are praying. Picture yourself on the wedding day and the marriage. Be seeing the picture and be tonguing in prayer. Just be enjoying your life. "Father, I can see it. I can see what I'm talking to you about. I can see how it will look like. And all that your eyes can see, I will put into your hands." Somebody say a loud amen. That is when faith is practical. Practical. You move from the revelation and move into the conviction of the heart, to the mindset transformation, to the vision impartation. And now, we move to the forceful declaration. This is where we'll take a little time, because we haven't dealt with this in detail. Forceful declaration. This is forceful, faith-filled declaration of what you believe, what you saw in the world, what you believe, what you can see and picture. You declare it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13, he said, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken." You don't believe it until you have spoken it. Declaration is the proof of conviction. If you believe it enough, it will come out of your mouth. You don't even need to rehearse for it. You saw it in the word. You believe it in your heart. You can picture it in your mind.
Daniel said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. The God, if it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. They believed it so passionately, and they declared. In Numbers chapter 13 and in verse 30, when all the other spies said they couldn't go and conquer the land, the Bible said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses had said, let us go up at once and we possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. When they stepped into the land, the same Caleb, in Joshua chapter 14 verse 10 or 12, he told Joshua, so you remember, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this year 85 years old. I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. And as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Therefore, give me this mountain. I know the Anakims are there. I will wipe them out. That is an 85-year-old man speaking like 25. I have enough strength to wipe them out. And Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb. Because what you say determines what you see. Confession determines possession. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? In 1 Samuel chapter 17, before Goliath, and in verse 37, David spoke. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said, go, and the Lord be with thee. And in verse 45, David began to speak. He said, you come to me against me. And David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands, and I will smite you and take your head from you. And yet he didn't have a sword in his hand. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with spear or sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Your destiny is at the mercy of your declaration. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your destiny is at the mercy of your declaration. Until your mouth is opened, your future remains closed. Until you can open your mouth to declare boldly and audaciously, your future remains a closed case. I'm not communicating at all. David declared. Job declared. In Job chapter 14 verse 14. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. I am not going to die. I cannot die. Things must change, and I will see the change. Is that how most people talk today? I am tired. This country is so hard. Everything is so tough. Is death not better? Nobody saw more disastrous things than Job. Lost everything. Yet he said, I am waiting until change comes. What is not declared is not cleared. If you want to clear it, declare it. Do you know how they used to clear things at the port in Lagos and several? What is not declared cannot be cleared. What is not declared will not be confirmed. God confirms what man declares. In Numbers chapter 14 verse 28, he said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. In Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, the Bible said, concerning God that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah you shall be built. Somebody say, say it. Say, I shall say it. I shall declare it and clear it. Say, I shall declare to clear. I shall declare and it shall be clear. Hallelujah. Number six is corresponding action. All faith must be backed with action. When declaration is merged with action, what you have is manifestation. When declaration is merged with action, the outcome is manifestation. And in the journey of faith, action is the switch of power. Action. The woman with the issue of blood did not just believe. She didn't just say. She heard of Jesus. She said in her heart, if I can touch. She didn't stop there. She went ahead and touched. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 29. She did not just hear of Jesus. She did not just believe in her heart. She did not just say it. She went ahead and did something. And the issue of blood stopped. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus saw some lepers. In verse 12, he told them to go and show themselves to the priests. What's the meaning of that? Show yourself to the priest. Please go and testify that you are healed. How can I go and testify that I'm healed when the leprosy is still there? But they moved. And as they went, they were cleansed. Action is the switch of power in the journey of faith. As they moved, Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to verse 14. As they went, when he saw them, he said, go, show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Not before they went. Somebody say amen. Listen to this. Faith is potent only with action. It is impotent without action. Faith is potent only with action. It is impotent where there is no action. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. James chapter 2 verse 17 and 18. James 2, 17 and 18. Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my works by my faith by my works. Now jump to verse 26. He said, you believe and you have done well. Even the devils believe. But they don't see anything. He said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is what? Dead. Also, somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. There are two dimensions of the works of faith. Number one is the work of responsibility. Responsibility. The works of responsibility. What does that mean? That is speaking out what God says you should do for him to do what he says he will do. Doing your part for God to do his part. Am I communicating? Like this. I use this all the time. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. So you are coming to God, trusting him to bless you. Then you find out where to serve him, so that he can bless you. That is part of the works of faith. Doing what God wants you to do, to commit him so he can do what he is meant to do, is part of the works of faith. The work of responsibility. He said, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, he shall set you on high. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven. So you find out what to do for God to do his own works of responsibility. The second dimension of work is works of manifestation. Or call it works of reality. That is, living in the reality of what you are believing God to do for you. Living in that reality. I believe that God is, my God shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory. So I refuse to look up to mortal man. So I refuse to act like a beggar. I believe that God has healed me, so I refuse to lie down for the sickness. Did you hear what I just said? I refuse to lie down for the sickness. I believe that God has a job for me, so I refuse to sit at home. I stepped out of the house. I dress, knack my tie, carry my briefcase, polish my shoe. And if I cannot get shoe polish, what is anointing oil waiting for? And I hit the road. Why? This is works of reality. I believe there is a job for me. There is employment for me somewhere. I don't want to remain at home. I am going to meet it. They say, if your ship does not come to the shore, swim and meet it. Are you here, somebody? Shout the loudest, amen. So you have the works of responsibility where you do what God expects for you to do, and then you have the works of reality where you function in the reality of your expectation. You function in the reality of your expectation. I am going to build churches for God. But before I build churches, let me buy windows. Let me buy doors. Let me buy sound. Let me buy seats. Let me just buy a block before I build the whole structure. You are walking in the reality of what you are expecting God to do for you. I prophesy for somebody here. Something is changing in your life. And you believe that, say aloud, amen. You believe that, shout aloud, say amen. So that is corresponding action. Number 7 is excited celebration. Somebody give the Lord a shout of celebration. Excited celebration. In Psalm 106 verse 12, he said they believed his word, they sang his praise. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, say, whom we have not seen, we love. Even though we see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I heard that the apostle of faith, Wigglesworth, was always excited. There is a joy that faith brings. There is a praise that happens with faith. You know, before Jesus ever multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fishes in John chapter 6 verse 11, he gave thanks first. That is the praise of faith. That is the celebration of faith. In John chapter 11 verse 41, at the tomb of Lazarus, before he ever prayed for Lazarus, he gave thanks first. Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Listen, if you saw it in the Bible, and you believe it in your heart, and it has changed your mind, and you can see the picture of it ahead of you, and you can declare it audaciously, and you can move in the reality of it, it will explode in joy and celebration. You will just be effortlessly celebrating. You'll be walking on cloud nine. And people will wonder, what's happening to this man? I can't see any change around him. You tell them, don't worry, I can see what you cannot see. Not everything available is visible. You didn't hear what I just said? Not everything available is what? Your heart is available. Can you see it? Your lungs and your livers are available. Can you see them? The fact that you don't see them, are they not existing? Oxygen is existing now that you are breathing it. Can you see it? Your future is existing now. Are you seeing it physical now? But it is there. Your husband, your wife, they are there. Your children are there. That you cannot see them does not mean they don't exist. And you can celebrate them into manifestation. That's one thing you must know. People who know the world, who know God, who have seen something out of the world, who are convinced, they move with joy. They move with excitement. There is something about them that just makes them. You know, one day, Apoyedeko said they were in the school of in Benin Airport. A flight was cancelled. And they went and met the man. He sent one of the passengers, tell that man who has a private jet. A man was at the airport with a private jet. He said, go and tell that man, give us a lift in your private jet before our own comes. We are going to Lagos. Our audacity should give us a lift in your private jet before our own comes. The man looked at them and laughed. He said, you people can come, all of you. He carried them free of charge. It has happened to him twice from aviation school in Zara. You walk with a realm of audacity. Because you know he's coming. Did he come or not? He came bereketation. Overcame self. Something that you cannot yet see, but you are celebrating already, is coming for you now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen. Say a louder believer. Say amen. Now, there are two things. Please take your seat. Two things that your celebration, your joy does regarding your results. Number one, why do we praise? Number one, we praise to confirm our belief. We praise to confirm. If somebody who has the ability to do something for you say, I have a big house for you in Metama, and this is a person who has houses like the way you have shoes or shirts, will you say, oh God, let me see the house first? No. What will you say? Thank you. We praise to confirm belief. Psalm 106 verse 12 already told us. They believed is what they sang is praise. We praise to confirm that we believe. That we are healed. We believe that what God said about us must come to pass. We praise to confirm belief. Number two. We praise and give thanks to activate release. When you praise and you give thanks, you activate release. When you say thank you, it drops. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 4. For every creature, anything that God has in store for you is good. It is nothing to be refused. And it is received with thanksgiving. If it be received. There are things that God has already made available, but people have not received because there hasn't been thanksgiving. Am I communicating? If you can thank enough and appreciate enough what God has released for you, will drop for you. One day, I was traveling to the UK. It was close to our May convention. And I was in a trance. That kind of half awake, half asleep. That sleep or awake junction. You know that junction. And I saw like lorries and like trucks in the air. Right in the spirit realm. Right up there. All plenty and covered. Lord, what are these? He said, these are the supplies of the people. It has been released from heaven, but it has not dropped for the people. What do we do? He said, let it be released. That was before that convention. I think I said it in that convention. There are many things hanging for many in the air, but they are received with praise, received with thanksgiving. And so, what is yours today shall be released. And finally, the next step is steadfast determination. That is, you have seen it in the Word of God. It has impacted your heart with belief. It has changed the way you think. It has become the picture you see. You have declared forcefully based on what you believe. You have acted accordingly. Responsibility actions, reality actions. You have praised and given thanks. The next thing is steadfast determination. That is unwavering determination. Unflinching persistence. Unflinching. What Job said, I will wait until my change comes. What the scripture said, having done all to stand, stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Ephesians chapter 6, I think it's verse 12, thereabout. What Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35? Yes, I mean Ephesians 6, 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, verse 14. Stand therefore, having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, very good scripture. 10:35 to 39. Hebrews 10:35 to 39. Say, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You need to be patient. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come. Whatever you are expecting will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back from faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Somebody say, I am not changing position. I did. Say, what is coming for me must come. What God has promised me must happen. So this is unflinching persistence. What they call pertinacity. Endurance, resolve, tenacity, firmness of purpose, doggedness, staying power, obstinacy, bulldog tenacity, stubbornness of the bulldog. I am not giving way. I am not giving in. I am not giving out. I am not giving up. I dare. Somebody lift your right and say, I am not giving up. I am not giving in. I am not giving way. I am not giving out. I am here. Say it again. I am not giving up. I am not giving in. I am not giving out. I am not giving up. I am not giving way. I am here. Take your seat and let me round up now. And listen to this as I round up. Persistence does two things for you. First, it wears out resistance. It tires out the devil. When Job said, I'll wait until my change comes, then the devil said, you better give up on this child. And secondly, persistence keeps you standing until the result is due. There are times and seasons in God. At times, some things you think are ready for you, you are not ready for them. That is why he said in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, be not weary. Don't get tired in doing the right thing. Don't get tired in believing God. Don't get tired in standing, because in due season, so there is due, something that is due. When it is time, when it is ripe for it, you shall reap if you don't get tired. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Every spirit of discouragement, I call it gone right now. So, moving from revelation, word revelation, to heart conviction, from heart conviction to mind transformation, from mind transformation to vision impartation, to from vision impartation to forceful declaration, from forceful declaration to corresponding action, from corresponding action to excited celebration, and on to steadfast examination, I created what is called the faith force cycle. Faith force. Here is it on the screen. The faith force cycle is the cycle that works faith to release the force of it to produce result. Am I communicating? How the process where you work faith to release the force that faith carries in order to produce results. Now, put it back on the screen. So you move from word revelation on the, up there, and then the arrow moves to heart conviction. So what you see from the word is going to... Don't picture it yet, because I'm standing here, so you don't put me in your camera. Okay? When I'm off the way, you can. Somebody's light is on, just off that for now. So you move from word revelation, and then what you saw from the word convinced your heart, gave you belief, and then it changes your mind, mindset transformation. And then from mindset transformation, your picture of things change. Your vision is impacted. You begin to see the reality of what you are expecting. And then from there, you begin to declare forcefully, the devil that can kill me before my time does not exist. I must fulfill my days. And then you put on corresponding action. What does God want me to do? And you are doing what God wants you to do. Then you begin to walk in the reality. And then from there, you celebrate and praise. Yes, he has done it. He has never failed before. He didn't fail Abraham, he cannot fail me. He didn't fail Job, he cannot fail me. Then from that celebration, you proceed in determination. And as I'm celebrating, I am waiting until my answer comes. Am I communicating? After you waited for a while, and it appears as if it is getting delayed, you return back to the cycle. From that steadfast determination, you move back to more word. Lord, is there something you want me to see I haven't seen? You charge yourself with more light. Charge yourself with more revelation. Charge yourself with more insight. And then you move to greater conviction. And then you move to... Stand up on your feet. Before you go around the second time, the devil must give up. Before you go around the second time, the devil must give up. Before you go around the third time, the devil must give up. Place it on the screen now. If you want, you can take it. You can capture it now. Word revelation to heart conviction. Now the second one is Romans chapter 10 verse 10, not 10:8. Heart conviction, the cycle. I don't know how you change it, but maybe later.
It's Romans chapter 10, the scripture reference under heart conviction. It's Romans 10:10. And now you move to heart conviction, and then mindset transformation, and then vision impartation, then forceful declaration, corresponding action, a certain celebration, steadfast determination. Then you move back. Maybe the light I had before was not bright enough. Let me get brighter light. Let me get sharper light. Let me get stronger light. I now prophesy to somebody here today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. God will cause you to see out of scripture what you have not seen before, that will move your faith to the next level. You believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. 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 Say in the name of Jesus, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of your book. Open my eyes, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Did you receive something today? Do you believe you are returning back with your testimony? All right, lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Lift up your two hands. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify Him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. We give you the supremacy. We give you the dominion. We give you the sovereignty. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Yes, 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 yes. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. One of the things that is on that list, we can do that one now. That is the excited celebration. How many of you can see everything is turning around? Something is changing already in your life. Please, I want you to be patient and don't be in a hurry to move. In the next few minutes, we should be through. And just give God 5 minutes of celebration. After that, some declarations will follow, and then we shall be set. Are you ready? Give the Lord a shout of celebration. Tell somebody by your side, say something is already changing in my life. Something is changing. Let's go.
What did I do will make you love me so? Will make you love me so?
Are you celebrating?
The cross because of me.
Are you celebrating at all? Your life right now, the change of story, the change of situation. Lift your hands high, just begin to thank Him. Thank Him for the shift in your faith level. For the shift in your faith level, lift your voice and thank Him. Mahashata. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Please lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. Please lay your hands. Lay your hands on me, Lord. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. Everybody sing it now.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord.
Please lay your hands.
Lay your hands on me.
Oh Lord, I need your hand. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I see the presence of the Lord here, breaking yokes, delivering the captive, the spirit of fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of the future, the fear of death. That spirit just got arrested right now. And the spirit of premature death, wherever it came from, is arrested right now. And that spirit is sent back to hell now. The spirit of impersonation. A demonic spirit impersonating you. And diverting your favors. And diverting your destiny. And portraying you in very wrong light. Transforming into the spirit of false accusation. Today, that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. The spirit of delay, arrested. Disfavor, rejection, arrested. The spirit of poverty, scarcity, shortage, empty-handedness is set on fire right now. That spell of chronic singleness, the spell of barrenness is arrested right now. Spirit behind labor without reward, unfruitful labor, diverted labor is arrested right now. The spirit behind recurrent losses is arrested. Spirit husband, spirit wife, spiritual children, declare them set on fire. That coffin is set on fire. Mercy is released upon you. A new dimension of seeing into the scripture is released. Lift up your hand. Lay your hands upon me. Get ready for the touch of God. Lift your hands high. That's right. This is the passion. And I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You scream touch. That is the touch of God upon your life. The touch that will break the yokes. The touch that will change the soul. The touch that will adjust everything around your life. Father, let your touch happen for that man, for that woman, right now, in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, touch!
Touch!
Receive precious name, so shall it be. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the worship. Thank you, Master. That blood garment the devil put on you is set on fire right now. I see wedding gowns being released. I see the climate of celebration being released for people. Receive it right now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Every pearl of scarcity and shortage is broken. The key is entering your hand. And what is yours is released now. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The Lord dropped something for you. Gave you a change of story. A change of story. Thing changed in your life just now. You got an encounter you want us to know about. Quickly step forward and let's receive. Maybe 5 people at the most. In addition to someone with the right knee that God has healed, and a right chest condition around the breast area, whether it's a growth, whether it's a lump, whatever it is that God has healed right now. Check yourself. Somebody with a neck and shoulder. It looks like the enemy tied and chained you in that place. And now that chain is broken. And you step forward. Somebody's eyesight that is dim had just gotten cleared. Whether the eye wasn't seen well or not seen at all, God has just cleared it. Thank you, Master. Menstrual cycle abnormality has just been corrected. Cycle that has been seized, not because you are pregnant, but a cycle problem has just been handled. A growth in the mouth has just been dissolved and dematerialized. Thank you, Master, for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap. Spirit of insanity. Somebody who is beside herself. The Lord has brought the mind back to normal. Right now, the spirit of insanity, man or woman, right now, that mind is back to normal. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Just very quickly, while we take this, in order to save time, can you just go ahead and show us the clips of the advert, or rather the announcements for today? Just very sharp.
Please listen to the following announcement.
Please note that the packaging of your offering is part of your preparation for service. You are therefore advised to neatly package your offering in a clean envelope as a mark of honor to God.
People are advised to use the pedestrian walkway. Do not cross the road to the other side to board a vehicle, as arrangements have been made for vehicular pickup. Motorists are also advised to obey all traffic rules and follow appropriate exit routes to avoid traffic congestion. Evangelism tracts and dunamis stickers are available for soul winning. The soul winning mandate, Operation Double Possession, is fully in progress. Ensure you win souls and get them fully established in church to connect your double possession in God. The Children's Church is fully operational. Parents are advised to ensure their children fully participate for the purpose of receiving appropriate instructions necessary for their spiritual growth. Early July 16 service holds weekdays, Mondays to Fridays at 6 a.m. Healing and Deliverance service holds every Tuesday by 9:30 a.m.
Midweek Power Communion service holds on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Our Worship, Word and Wonders Night for the month of April 2022 holds this Friday, time 9:30 p.m. till dawn.
This Saturday, Home Church holds by 6 p.m.
Next Sunday is our Blessing Sunday for the month of May. There shall be 2 Power Pack services at 6:30 p.m. and 9 a.m.
It's our year of overflowing grace and glory. God.
We came back from Benin City Crusade yesterday. Devil don't.
Yes, ma'am. She couldn't step that leg.
That leg on it.
Yes, daddy.
For 10 months.
Yes, sir.
And now he's. Are you just looking like that?
Somebody said fire.
Hey. Invisible God.
The wife of a doctor
and dumb.
Deaf and dumb woman with grown-up children. Deaf and dumb.
Loose.
With grown-up children.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Born deaf and dumb.
Melted. Scrotal hynia.
For 3 years.
3 years. Disappeared. Congratulations. Electric shock on hynia for 10 years. It disappeared. That growth right in that neck, throat and neck region just disappeared.
Blind eye seen. Blind eye seen. Totally blind man seen. Child, I closed and blinded in one eye.
Hold it like this, and wife will hold him on another side. Devil fail. More election.
Yesterday.
More election.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. I think we can stop there. Give the Lord a bigger clap of hand. What a faithful God we serve. Today, before you go, God
will make the devil to fail election. That was one phrase we heard from Benin. A woman came who was crippled, and as she was walking and running, we say, what happened to you? He said, devil don't fail election. Dr. Mrs. Becky Nature thought she was speaking the language. Devil fell election. Devil don't fail election. Say, what language is that? They don't hear her well. She said, devil fail election. Give the Lord a praise. Yes.
Sir, our sister said she got up to pray in the night. Ended the prayer about 3 a.m. this morning, slept off, and saw herself with a black cloth, and was praying against the spirit of death. First service, you mentioned that. Second service, right now, you have rebuked the spirit of death. And whenever she wants to enter into a breakthrough, she sees that.
Lift your hand. In the name of Jesus, every garment on anyone here today that the devil has placed is set on fire. In the name of Jesus, roasted.
In the same vein that she always saw herself amongst dead people, but at the shout of touch, saw a black garment.
Step over here. Now somebody say after me, say, every negative garment hanging on my body, you are set on fire. Fire!
Maybe we'll have to start a thought service. Do you understand why? People are coming for the first time now. They are trooping there. See them there. It's Sunday service they came. We can organize the third service for you. All right, go ahead. What happened?
Sister Jennifer, for the past 1 month, she used to see herself in the village frolicking, eating with dead people. To the extent that she developed pains all over her body. She went to the hospital, gave her drugs, all to no avail. But as the work went for right now, she saw a hooded being walk out of her. The pain disappeared. And now she's free.
Incredible. Step over here.
Again, every altar of death. Are you ready for this? I want you to pray after me. Say
every altar
of premature death,
altar
of strength disease,
altar
of destruction
around my life,
around my family,
around my destiny.
Today is your end. You are set on fire. Now, in the name of Jesus.
A word was given that someone had a pain on the right knee.
Yes.
That was his word. He said since yesterday he couldn't walk upstairs. But this morning at the shout of touch, he could do everything he could on squat.
Father, in the name of Jesus, complete freedom.
Stopped seeing her menses since February. At the shout of touch, she felt the flow.
Wow. How many of you saw Heidi 2020? You are not pregnant, but you are not your cycle abnormality. It is permanent in Jesus' name. God bless you. Any other person in that category here, that devil is arrested.
Sister, success always encounter recurring disfavor. She said at the stream of touch, she saw a scale just like dew left her. She believed that particular...
Every masquerade covering your life, anything they have used to cover your body, cover your destiny, from experiencing what you are meant to experience, that covering is set on fire.
Jesus.
Bro, Jamie, you come from a family where they worship idols. In fact, he said the maternal family has an altar where they worship. And he joined the commission in November 2021. In the course of this service today, he said he saw himself at the shaft of touch, out of a confinement like a bottle, and he thinks he's free.
Came out of a bottle. Lift your hands. Every cage where the devil has kept you, kept your life, kept your destiny, every prison where they have kept your life, out of that prison right now. I command you out of the cage. In Jesus' precious name. We have so many people here today. And if we are to take this, all these testimonies, I'm not sure the time will be enough. And on my left and right, diverse encounters, diverse healings. Dislocations for 3 years. Who is that? The mama. Couldn't walk, couldn't stand. Now she's standing and walking for 3 years.
For 3 years. She was to do surgery on the knee. She was to do surgery, but her daughter said, no, let us come to church. She's coming here for the first time.
And now Jehovah has handled it. Congrats, all right. Congratulations. Every single one of you, your testimonies are permanent. Can we celebrate as they dance their way back to the sea?
You alone are worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone are worthy, Lord. Yeah, to be praised. You be faithful, Lord.
You be faithful, Lord.
On the edge is firm. That is why you're
here. That is why you're here.
I want to, at this moment, once again appreciate everyone's coming. We have a very, very loaded week. Tuesday healing and deliverance service is the last of the month. And then we have the coming Wednesday service. What it takes to cause faith to flourish. We started the part one last Wednesday. The part two will be this Wednesday. Friday night is the miracle night for April.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. April healing, deliverance, breakthrough night is our miracle crusade. The type of thing you saw in Benin will be happening all night this coming Friday. Anywhere you are watching, please hear power. It is in the day of his power. 29th of April, time 9:30 p.m. till the devil reports back to hell. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Ensure you come with your friends, come with your loved ones, and let everyone know that something great is happening. Saturday morning, outreach in the morning. Saturday evening, the Dunamis Home Church. How many of us are members of the Home Church? Let me see your hand up here. Congratulations. The blessings of the Home Church be your portion in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. Now, how many of you are not yet members of the Home Church? Lift up your hands. In the first service, we didn't have the form, but now the forms are available. Lift your hands. You are not yet a member of the Home Church. You'll be given a form that will assist you, bless you. You are not yet a member of the house fellowship. There is a fellowship near you where you can be positioned, and then the brethren can surround you in your times of need. Pick up that form and fill it up. At the end of the day, you can give it to the usher or drop it at the home church desk right there where you see. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Now, how many of us are hosts of home churches? Your house is the location where the house fellowship is holding. The Lord bless you and give you the blessing of Obed Edom the Gittite in Jesus' name. How many of us want to make our homes? Now, good news is we have almost 8,200 house fellowships in Abuja City. 8,200. We are racing towards 10,000 so that the city can be covered with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You want your house to be among those 10,000 and you are not yet giving your home, lift up your hand and they will give you a form as well so that your house can become the branch of Dunamis Church. Lift up your hands. God bless you. Give them the forms and a branch of the Dunamis Church, and then the power of God can flow out of your house, and the healings that take place here, the deliverances that take place here, can also take place in your house. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Sunday is the blessing Sunday for the month of May. It's the May 1st. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And there shall be a lot of declarations. I am aware that May is filled with a lot of holidays. May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, which is a Tuesday. And then I think the Wednesday, I don't know. But by Sunday, we'll tell you how many hours we shall spend in God's presence in the healing service of Tuesday, and then the workforce meeting and so forth. The Lord bless you. We take those times as opportunities to take time in God's presence and then have the best of time. God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, lift up your offerings. Pick up your offerings and your tithes and your pledges. While we'll be giving the offerings and celebration will be on, we shall be having dedications of from 67 families, 63 families dedicating children, and others dedicating vehicles and houses. Altogether, 67. In a short while, we shall be through. But pick up your offerings and tithes and lift it up. And like I did in the first service, for those who have not yet given their lives to Christ, the most important thing you can do on a day like this is to make your ways right with Jesus, to be born again, to have your sins forgiven. Anywhere you are, you have not given your life to Jesus yet, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front and let us receive you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want to be saved. You want your sins to be forgiven. I will give the count of 10, and I want you to be the first to run out. While we do this, ushers, please, until the dedication is true, I don't want any movement outward. Now, quickly be on your way. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
2.
Give my soul.
3.
Live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
4.
Every moment I'm away.
5.
Jesus, I'm your way.
I will give the call again. You are a drunkard. You want the yoke of alcoholism broken. You are a smoker. Masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, lying, cheating, fraud, gambling. You have a lifestyle that has overpowered you, and you don't know how to be free. Or you have come out like this before, but you are not living the life of the child of God. Those who know you cannot claim that you are a Christian, quickly rush to the front and make your ways right with Jesus. Again, 1.
In my day-to-day life, Lord, you are the center of my life. In
rush forward.
You are the center of my life. He maintains the day life, Lord. You are the center of my life. In going on to coming in.
Five.
You are the center of my life. 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 My life cannot hold without you. You are the center of my life.
Chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. And the grace to live for God be released upon you now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.